Kind of preface this first that I have a pretty severe cold, so I sound kind of nasally. I'll do the best I can. But what I'll be discussing is research that has been funded by the Arkansas Cotton Support Board, as well as Cotton Incorporated, investigating planting patterns on cotton growth and yield. And in the early 1800s, prior to the Civil War, generally cotton was planted on the 4-foot center. Planted a hill of seed and kind of picked around. Then we moved into changed to a 38 to 40 inch row patterns. Anybody really know why we switched over? It was our good friend the mule. This is the reason why we moved into kind of a more of a row pattern. And questions regarding what's the best row pattern or planting pattern, it's been researched throughout numerous times. If you remember, ultra narrow cotton, the thing about it was around in the 70s and it came back around in the 90s. And I'm sure to guess it'll come back around in another 10 years. So, you know, you got to wonder which is best when you plant. So that's a lot of questions. So the object of this research, and I apologize for the little bullets of being 10, when you download your presentation, sometimes it gets changed. But what this research was focused on, we were looking at single 38-inch rows, which is typical for our production in Arkansas, twin 7.5-inch rows, which is the middle picture, which is two rows 7.5 inches apart, and those two set of rows are separated by 38 inches, and then a twin 15-inch row. Just to kind of lay a company's name to it, the twin 7.5-inch is Monosum, the twin 15-inch is John Deere's version of the row spacing that have been looked at. We also looked at, within this research, numerous seeding rates ranging from 20,000 to 90,000 seeds per acre. But for the purpose of this presentation, I'm really going to focus on 55,000 seeds to the acre is generally what is recommended by extension to our growers, which is, you know, four seeds per linear foot to get three plants. But there's a lot of questions amongst our growers of wanting to back down on that seeding rate due to the cost of seed now. So in Arkansas, most all cotton is planted on a raised bed. And it's 38-inch raised bed, as you've seen here, and this is what's typical of a side view of a single 38-inch row, two plants with a 38-inch middle. But the twin 7.5-inch row is, as I pointed out, this is kind of just a cartoon of the picture you saw earlier, is two rows on top of a bed, and the 15-inch is two rows 15 inches apart on top of a bed. It's really tough to build a very tall raised bed and really plant particularly 15-inch cotton, twin 15-inch top of bed. You're really forced to either, if you build a tall bed, knock it down low and roll it, or use what we call a hipper roller, which is just a round roller with modified shovels to drag furrows. So it was quite a challenge when we first began this research to figure out the type of bed we really needed to get a good stand. This research was conducted at the Northeast Research and Extension Center in Kaiser, which is where I'm located in Northeast Arkansas. Also, it was conducted at the Lineman Cotton Research Station in Marianna. At Marianna, it is a silt-loam soil, and that's one thing I want to point out to you. There's two distinct soil types that this research was conducted on, and it really had an effect on the observations that we looked at, both with 38-inch raised beds, both with Stoneville 4554, both planted, you know, 9th and 11th of May, harvested in early and mid-October. This is a hipper roller that you can see the kind of the round roller behind it with the front shovels in the front. It's pretty cloudy today. I took it. It's a poor picture, so I apologize. These are the two planters that were used to plant the cotton. The John Deere on the left was a single 38 and the twin 15-inch, and the Modestum on the right for the twin 7.5-inch. Both sites were furrow irrigated with a poly pipe as seen here. This is a little bit for our crop maintenance. I'm going to spend a lot of time to point out they both generally had, you know, 90 to 100 pounds of nitrogen applied as urea. Cotteran with glyphosate of different formulations. We did have some applications for plant bugs at Marianna with some Biodrin and Tombstone. But what I do want to show you is that at Marianna we did have two applications of a growth regulator, Mepex. We did not at Kaiser. We do not recommend growth regulator applications on the clay soil in Arkansas. So that's really the largest difference between how this crop was grown on the two soil types. The foliation was generally pretty much the same at both locations. We took numerous data, but what I want to focus on today is really a portion of CotMan, which is called CotMap. It's just where you map the plant. This is a picture that I adopted from Derek Oosterhaus, Growth and Development of a Cotton Plant, just really showing how the cotton plant is divided amongst monopodial nodes and sympodial nodes and monopodial and sympodial branches, so on and so forth. And within that cotton map, we take numerous plant structure variables, first fruiting node, number of monopodial branches, total nodes, plant height, internode length, followed by yield variables, as you know, the number of total bowls, the percent of the total bowls in the first position, bowl retention of the first and second retention bowls. Generally with cotton map, you focus on first and second position bowls, and then you count anything else out as outer bowls. You really want to focus because it, you know, from my, I was raised on the farm, in my opinion, the first and second bowls are your money bowls, and everything else is just extra. Really, now here's where I had the issue, and this is kind of the I'm struggling with this data. This is percent plant survival at Kaiser on the left on the clay soil, Mary on the silt loam. If you notice on the center 38, had about 38% and 43% plant survival. That had nothing to do with the soil type. That had to do with my planter. I have a seed star variable rate planter, hydraulic drive, had an error. The error was not caught until when I took stand counts. That will be corrected this next year. And also for the twin 38 at Kaiser, it was just really poor planting conditions. That was the issues that I had there. But as you can see, 70% plant survival can be obtained at Mariana. So when I'm showing this data, I'm talking seeding rate from 45 to 65,000 seed, but understand plant survival is only about half of that, and that's unfortunate. That's something that we will be working on this fall to get everything corrected and into the next planting season. For our data for plant structure variables, there was no difference in planting pattern and seeding rate for plant height, total nodes per plant, and internode length at the two locations. On the Kaiser and the clay soil and the silt loam, virtually everything was 34 to 46 inches tall. A little more variation on the silt loam at Mariana. Really no difference in total nodes per plant, and internode length is kind of copied the plant height at Mariana, a little bit longer than Kaiser. For our node number of the first sympodial branch, which is above the cotyledon node, the first branch, that was the sympodial branch. There was really no difference in planting pattern or seeding rate at Kaiser or Mariana. Virtually the 6th to 7th node was the first sympodial node. Number of sympodial branches, there was no seeding rate effect, but there was a difference in our planting pattern. Generally, single 30-inch had about 16 sympodial branches, while the other, the twin row spacings both only averaged about 15, and that was significantly different. For a number of monopodial branches, there was really no difference in planting pattern or seeding rate. 2 to 3 at Kaiser, 3 to 4 at Mariana, but I will point out that the seeding rates below 35 and 20,000 seed to the acre, we had an astronomical number of, and I say astronomical because they were tough to count, of monopodial branches. It's generally, you know, you plant a cotton plant that's growing by itself and gets big and bushy and branches out, and it's just got, you know, 10, 15, 20 monopodial branches. It was extremely tough to map. That is not shown here, but I just want to point out that right here I didn't have much differences, but if you see this data in the future and I report the other seeding rates, you will see differences in the number of monopodial branches. The number of the highest sympodium with a bowl in the first positions, you can see here in this picture. Just kind of give you a little cartoon of it. At Kaiser on the clay soil, the single 38 was about 10. The other two were 7 or 8 for the two other twins. And really at Mariana, the only difference was the twin 7.5-inch row. There was really only a difference of one node for that variable. Total number of bowls per plant at Kaiser, there was a seeding rate effect here. This is really about the only place the seeding rate effect was shown, but discussing the planting pattern on the left first, the single 38 had about 15 total bowls per plant, which was not different than twin 7.5-inch was about 13, then on down to twin 15 was about 10. There was a seeding rate effect. The lower the seeds per acre, the higher the total number of bulbs per plant, which can be expected. If a cotton plant is not crowded, they generally will produce more bulbs on the plant. For example, if they have ultra narrow cotton where you really only want one bulb per plant when they're crowded. At Mariana, there was no seeding rate effect, but it was a total number of bulbs per plant. Single 38 again beat the two twin row spacings. For the first position bulb retention, percent bulb retention, there was no differences with roughly 37 to 42% at both locations. For second position bulb retention, there was a difference with at Kaiser, the single 38 had a higher second position bulb retention than the twin 15 inch, but not the twin 7.5. At Mariana, the single 38 beat the twins, both the twin row spacings. For a percent bulb retention of the first and second bulbs on the first five sympodia. That's a long way to say effective sympodia. But what I mean is first and second position bulbs on those first five fruiting nodes, which if you think about some of the pictures you've seen, that's the box, that's the money bulbs. We've seen a little dollar figure that's accounted for each bulb on a cotton plant. This is really what we're trying to focus on here. At Kaiser, again, as far as the second position percent bulb retention, there was no difference between a single 38 and a twin 7.5 inch, but the twins did not differ, but the single 38 was greater than the twin 15 inch at, the single 38 inch was greater than both the twins at Mariana. For our yield, our lint yield, these samples were GM for quality issues, and lint percent was determined. However, I just used 38% for this presentation. There was at Kaiser, the twin 15 and the single 38 beat the twin 7.5. This really surprised me considering the variables that we'd seen earlier. At Mariana, there was really no difference in the three. So for our preliminary conclusions, that little to no difference in planting patterns, the twin 15-inch cotton could possibly be a better fit on clay soil than a silt loam soil. And this preliminary conclusion is based off the research, not just 07, but what I looked at in 2006. The twin 7.5-inch is quite similar to single 38. There's little differences in the seeding rates, and that research will continue in the future. Generally, when I've had growers speak to me about planting monosome twin rows 7.5 for John Deere's 15-inch, I ask them, I said, are you successful in your production of single 38-inch row cotton? And they say, yes. Well, why do you consider? And a lot of them tell me just novelty. They want to try something new. And my response to them, that's fine. You can try it on small acres if you've already owned a planter that you're planting beans with it. Just remember, if you're successful, why fix what's not broken? If you want to branch up, that's fine. But I think the cost of equipment, this could be a little dangerous, but I'm just investigating the agronomic side of it. And again, I'd like to thank the Arkansas Cotton Support Board, Cotton Incorporated, for funding this research now and in the future. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions. Y'all can enjoy the beautiful sunset over Kaiser, Arkansas.
Question?
Yes, sir. Yes.
But you didn't see any reduction in yield really from going that low. So for the future, how low do you want to go? Would it be of any interest to try to go lower than that in the plant population than that?
For the 2008 season, I am actually dropping 20,000 seed to the acre and 90,000 seed to the acre due to the point that in talking with the growers in our area and from the trouble that I had achieving a stand of 20,000 seed to the acre, even at Mariana on a good soil. And we did have some issues down there that I won't discuss. But I dropped that, and it is possible. If you can achieve a stand, before coming to Arkansas, I was at Florida, and we planted 13,500 seed to the acre, and virtually every seed came up. And there was no difference in yield between a 13,500 and 135,000. There's no difference. If you can get that stand, you've got the chance to make that cotton. But it's getting the stand.
Realistically, what is a realistic percent stand established on the beds in Arkansas? For an air planter, if it's a well-trained air planter, what would be a good
70%. 7 years. It kind of varies, but it's really 60 to 70. That's generally why we recommend 4 seed per foot to get 3, which is 75. But 60, you know, it all depends. If you're on the soil of Mariana, it's you're going to be a little bit better than the clay soil of Kaiser, because really the clay soil is how you play with it all fall and spring. Any more questions? We got break. Y'all can keep going if you want to.
Thank you.